Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with a number three, thethirdingredient.com. David Dossie is our guest. He's our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, intellectual property attorney, invention-protection.com is his website. David, thanks again for being here. I want you to talk to us about the long-term impact on intellectual property. This conversation that you're going to help us have is about what I'm trying to get people to think about, and that's to focus forward. Let's expect that we're going to come out of this. Let's expect that the economy is going to get going again. Let's anticipate. Let's have the faith and the hope that we're going to be, you know, a year from now, we're going to be moving on. And I don't know when we're going to get back to anything like we had 6 months ago, or even three months ago. But it's going to happen. I'm convinced. I believe that. I've got that much confidence in America and in our people. And so, however, things are going to change. There are going to be some changes. As we focus forward, we have to anticipate what I'm calling the new regular. It's not the new normal. There's nothing normal. That was ejected from our orbit already. But the new regular, and that new regular is going to be different from what we had 3 months ago. What do you think?
Oh, absolutely. I think the most prominent thing that we're going to notice is, like you said in the last segment, every small business is going through belt tightening right now to keep the doors open. And one of the easiest things, costs to eliminate, is maintenance costs associated with an intellectual property portfolio. So utility patents have maintenance fees that have to be paid at 3.5 years, 7.5, mm-hmm. and 11.5 years.
Don't I know that?
You know, most patents... Yeah, and trademark registrations have renewals between the 5th and the 6th year, and then at the 10th year, and every 10 years after. But that gets expensive if you've got a you know, fairly sizable portfolio, and that is one easy place, you know, to push or eliminate costs. Mm-hmm. So we're going to see a lot of patents, what we as patent attorneys say, passing to the public domain. So a lot of maintenance fees are not going to be paid.
Well, let me stop you for a second. You got a whole big, largest generation in our history retiring, even as we speak, the baby boomers. Many of them, you know, millions of them have, or at least hundreds of thousands have patents and trademarks and things like that. And at some point in time, they're going to say, tell me again why I'm paying $700 to renew this or whatever. I mean, that's one of the things that's going to happen. Are people going to start trolling these things?
Well, I think it's, you know, similar to domain names. There are people that watch when domain names aren't renewed,
right,
and then try to snap them up because there might have some SEO link juice associated with a domain,
right,
that someone had kept a website on for 15 years. Mm-hmm. With intellectual property, you know, even though a registered trademark is not renewed, if that business is still using the trademark, they still have at least common law trademark rights associated with it.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, if people are looking for, I would say it's more likely to see a local business or a chain of businesses that goes under that then someone might go out and try to bird dog and protect that name as soon as it passes to the public domain, or watches their patent portfolio
of
their competitors.
That takes a fair amount of effort, though, right? I mean, those things aren't. It's not like those things are in the newspaper. I mean, you gotta go do some digging to find if you do identify a failed operation, you gotta do a little digging to find out what they owned, right?
Well, and presumably, if it were a restaurant, let's say a small franchise, and had some goodwill associated with it, that they wouldn't just be closing the door and letting their intellectual property go abandoned. Presumably, there would be a bankruptcy auction or something
right.
like that, and that may
that would
be where
show up. You'd find out what that
you
is.
Would be able yeah. to right mm-hmm. exactly.
That makes a lot of sense. And the other thing is, I was talking to somebody yesterday. John Deaney is one of our exit strategy experts, and he and I were pointing out that there are going to be people that 6 months ago were anticipating selling their business for multiples this year. Now they're just saying, I'm 75 years old. I don't think I want to slay another dragon and kick this thing off again. But there's some residual left, so they need to start thinking about that, don't they? What have I got left if I don't open back up? What have I got left that has some value? They need to be thinking about that, don't they?
Right. And as you know, most of the value at some point was tied up in intellectual
That's
property
exactly
for
right.
most businesses. And
right. It's not inventory anymore. The inventory is a tenth of a penny on a dollar. But the intellectual property could be worth thousands of dollars, right, if you value it.
Well, and fortunately, doing that maintenance that we were just talking about of the intellectual property can often be a drop in the bucket compared to maintaining a physical property. Mm-hmm. So there is the flip side that mm-hmm. maintaining that for, like you said, the potential of an exit later on down the road can be significantly less expensive than walking away from
That's
a
right.
lease.
Yeah. And this is one of the things that David's helped us do, folks, over the last 16 years. As small business owners, you have to recognize that you've created and you hold in your possession valuable intellectual property. And it could be as simple as your customer list. Tim Till, right back with David after the break. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.